I'm Sammy. I'm with TV Grapevine. It's so wonderful to speak with you today.
Hey, Sammy. Tyler.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Likewise. So tell me a little bit about your role on Harlem. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, me too. So I play Ian Walker on the show. And, you know, Ian is he's just a very gifted, creative, like artistic, very studied chef. He's very passionate about what he does, whether it's his love life or, you know, his love for cooking, which has really left him in conflict between the two. And I think where you're introduced to him at, he's a man in process trying to figure out what he is, you know, who he is and what he stands for. So it's a nice place where we meet him at.
I'm very excited. And in what ways do you relate to Ian?
I think one of the main ways that I relate to Ian is leaving everything that I've ever known to chase something that I've never seen. You know, about a decade ago, I did the same thing, moving away from Philly to go be an actor in LA. And everybody thought I was crazy. I mean, I was just, everybody and their mama told me, like, you know, you're crazy. You ain't got a dollar to your name. What you doing? You can't get a job over here. How you gonna get a job over there? you know, and through pursuing that purpose, you know, I'm sitting here with you now. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's interesting how you find yourself through going through some of those conflicts. And Ian is the same way. You know, he had this great relationship, his college sweetheart, everything was going good. He bought a ring for her. But then when the moment came to, you know, stay here or leave, you know, he left and he pursued his passion, even though he had never been to Paris before. And then, you know, 5 years later, he comes back as this very gifted chef, like I had talked about, and reintroduces a piece of Paris into his, you know, his home place of Harlem. So it's like, you know, I draw a similarity to him in that sense.
Very nice. And without getting too much away, what are you most looking forward to the viewers seeing? Like, is there a particular scene or storyline that you're excited about?
You know, there's lots of things that I'm excited for y'all to see. I think maybe episode wise, I would say 108, because it's a flashback episode. And you get to see where everybody came from, you know, all five of us on the show. I think in terms of just an overall theme to take away, I'm really excited for people to see, you know, just the dynamic and the nuances of you know, Black women in particular, but also just Black people. You know, being Black is not this monochromatic type of thing where it's just one color, it's just one experience. You know, we're much more, you know, nuanced than that. And I feel like, you know, as big and over top as some of the aside of all of our characters are in the show, you know, you see the flip side of that. Again, a little bit of that subtlety, a little bit of that, you know, stuff that we go through in everyday life. So I'm just excited for the viewers to see that as well.
Nice. And tell me a little bit about working with these incredible ladies. I mean, you have such a beautiful, wonderful cast. Tell me about, you know, the dynamics you have with them and getting along with them.
Yeah, so fortunately, I got along with all of them because I've been on sets where it's not like that. You know, show up to work, you do what you got to do. Even if that's not the case, you know, you show up to work every day. It's all good. But it's a treat when you get to, you know, vibe with ladies like this. You know, for me, I'm an only child. So I always used to joke with them all the time. They're like the sisters that I've always wanted. And, you know, I'm an Aries. I'm, you know, just very masculine, loud, fire sign. So to have them all kind of balance me out was just a treat. And I can't wait for you guys. You know, I felt it on the screen. I felt it when I was on set. So I hope, you know, hopefully you guys can see that chemistry on the screen also.
Beautiful. And we are almost out of time, but I want you to describe the show in three words, please.
It is, it's fun. It's hilarious. It's a bit seductive, and man, it was just a blast. I think you guys are really going to enjoy Harlem.
Thank you so much.
I only had three, but I gave you four.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and good luck. Sure. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Sammy.
Thanks. Bye.